John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was something in their house, something that kept messing with them until they had to move away.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us, 855-853-4802. You can also write in the Real Ghost Stories at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber and you will get ad-free versions of the show. You'll get advanced episodes. You'll get access to the archive. So become a subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through Patreon.com, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And Harper, how's it going today?
It is going very good.
How's school going?
Going very good.
You liking it?
Oh, I'm loving it. I have so many friends. It's great.
I love hearing that because you were home for a few years all by yourself. So it's nice to be with people again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the people you're meeting are fun and good people?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Good, because there's a lot of drama with kids your age. So
don't tell me about it. I'm already dealing with some, like with this girl that's just trying to get into my friend group because we're all friends, because there's this one guy in our friend group that this girl is trying to get to through my friend group. So it's just like, it's a whole destruction thing.
She likes, it's all because she likes a boy.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And it's like, and honestly, nobody truly like likes her in my friend group.
That's too bad. Like, why can't she just be a regular person and she's fun and stuff?
It's because like she causes so much drama and there's just like this... And she has just been, like, awful to, like, some of my closest friends. It's just not okay anymore.
You know, some people never grow out of that. I know people to this day who I swear just cause drama wherever they go.
And that's why we're all trying to, like, avoid her, but she, like, follows us like a dog. It's not even funny.
Mm. Well, be kind about it. That's all I ask.
Oh, we are. We are extremely nice to her.
But still... It's like maybe somebody needs to have a heart-to-heart with her. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
No, I really do. I know people who it's like they like to blow things up. Everything's bigger. Everything's worse than everybody else's problems, you know? And I'm like, there's a reason this follows you. Because you take it with you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Too bad. But I'm glad things are going good. So yeah, here is our first story. It says, I was around the age of 8 or so when we moved into our first house in Georgia. It was a small house, but it did have a second story and 4 bedrooms. I never got to see the house before we moved in, but I had no complaints after finding that my brother and I had our own bedrooms. At first, nothing crazy happened. My dad's car keys would mysteriously move from place to place. That's never good, especially when you need your car keys. But we never really thought much about it. We all thought he wasn't paying attention to where he was setting them down when he came home from work. I do, though, remember those times when I'd be playing with my toys in my room and I'd hear my mom call my name and I'd reply with the normal, "What?" And when I didn't hear her anymore, I'd make my way downstairs to see what she needed. My mom was a stay-at-home mom at the time, so normally she'd be cleaning or watching TV. So when I saw her, I asked, "Did you call me?" And she would look at me confused and say, "No." I wouldn't think that much of it, and I'd go back to play. One night when I was sleep in bed, I thought my dad or mom came in to check on me as they normally do. But when I woke up, it wasn't them who I saw, but something that looked tall and slim. It was on the side that I slept on, just looking down at me. Maybe I was too tired or just scared out of my mind, but the only way I responded to this unknown being was to go back to sleep. I wish I could be that cool. I wish I could be that chill. Like waking up and seeing something tall and dark and then just going, I am tired, and going back to sleep.
At some point, you just like got, at some point, you just like have to not care.
I am, you know, and maybe she had just had a day. It's like, it's been a long day. I've had a lot of stuff going on. I'm tired, played hard today. I just don't have time for this. Oh, I wish I could be like that. It says, I should have screamed or cried for my parents. Maybe things would have been different that night, but unknown to me, they were only going to get worse. Things started happening in my room more and more. My closet door would open in front of me, or if it was already open, it would slam shut. I never got to tell my mother about these things because every time I would mention something about the house, she would get angry and tell us that we'd have to live with it because we didn't have the money to move to a different house. I get that. It's hard. It's expensive to move. I could go on and on with the things that happened in that house, but none of them was as creepy as the night my parents decided to leave me and my brother alone. My parents had decided that they needed a date night, so they went out to watch a movie together. They were only going to be a couple of hours, and my parents had no trouble with me watching my brother. I was very self-sufficient. I knew how to work the oven, stove, and microwave from watching my mother cook, so if we were hungry or needed anything, I could get it. I was playing in my room, and my brother was playing in his. We had just had an argument, so my door was shut, but I felt too afraid to lock myself in. I was playing quietly when all of a sudden I heard my brother scream and run down the hall where my bedroom was. Furiously, he was banging at the door to open up, crying for me, screaming at the top of his lungs. It scared me so much, I opened my door, pulled him in, and slammed it shut and locked it. Once I could get him to tell me what happened, he said there was someone in his room and to not go outside. I knew I had to call my parents. Luckily, the phone was in my room, as it always was when I was babysitting. I called my mom and said it was an emergency. I explained what had happened, and she told me she was going to call the cops and rush home. We hung up and waited. I asked him what the person looked like, and he said they were very tall and skinny. He said that he was dark black, and he was just standing in the closet doorway looking at him. Ugh, that's so creepy. My mom gave the cops permission to kick the front door down, and they did a thorough search of the entire house and found nothing. We hardly slept that night, and from what I know now, there was no sign of a break-in or robbery, and we moved out a week later. I still haven't gotten the chance to ask my mother about anything, as I can tell it's a very sensitive subject for her. I may never know her side of things, but my brother told me his closet door would do the same things mine used to do and that he would hear mom calling his name when she really wasn't. I am proud to say that nothing has happened since then, and I hope nothing ever will. That's some creepy stuff.
That is outright just like terrifying, in my opinion.
I'm with you. And I'm really happy that nothing ever happened, but I'm wondering, you know, as you get older and your relationship with your mother kind of changes or your father, you know, they kind of become more like friends instead of necessarily parents. Not with everybody, but some people. But maybe her mom, you know, she could ask her at some point, because it's interesting because she says she knows it's a sensitive subject for her. Or maybe, do you think she kind of feels like she wasn't being a good mom and she wasn't keeping her kids safe? Or maybe she had her own experiences.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know. But there's some scary stuff had went on in that house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I also understand, you know, it's hard to move away. But after that incident, it's like we're out of here. It's like the mom was like, nope, can't do it. You want to hear another story?
I would love to.
Okay, here you go, Harper.
Hi, my name is Dana. I'm from Cleveland. And I'm just going to give you a synopsis of my paranormal experiences that I've had, or at least the ones that, you know, make a difference. So originally from Elyria, which is probably about an hour or so away from where my parents currently live now, so which is Geauga County. We moved there when I was just out of preschool. I was just going into first grade. I mean, just out of kindergarten. I'm sorry. But anyways, I was really young. And prior to us leaving, there was a lot of stress. And so I would always have really bad nightmares. That's one reason why my parents moved. Most of my family lived on the same street. It was just a bunch of, you know, hillbilly nonsense. We moved, and when we moved, the dreams sort of seemed to kind of get worse. Thinking that it was the initial stress and things like that, my sleeping became crazy. I would sleepwalk and grab all of my blankets and all of my pillows and go downstairs and just lay in front of my parents' bedroom doors. This happened for a really long time. It took years for me to be able to sleep without my mom making sure I stay in bed and not sleepwalk to the bedroom. So from that, when we moved in, it kind of escalated and the dreams became way more violent and way more aggressive. It escalated to seeing figures, seeing people when I would wake up, and I would see one particular person over and over again. Blackest shade of black, but you can see the details of their body. From the nose up, it was like they were crystalline. They were like shining and silver, and it was like a bright white, but it glows. And I would see them all the time. They were super creepy. They would just sit there with their giant eyes. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but if you've ever seen like a creepy cartoon character with just giant almond eyes, kind of like Lucky Cat, but gross, that's what these eyes were like. Anyways, I think it was a man, and he freaked me the heck out, and he visited often. I didn't just see him. I also saw figures that would come up to the area that I was sleeping, which was on the second floor, and just sit by the window. From that, my mom and I were cleaning one day, and I heard my glasses go from a table, center of the table, to the center of the kitchen, and my mom made this little boo noise, and she came in and she asked me, "Dana, did you touch my butt?" "No, I didn't touch your butt." And I looked, pointed to the glasses. My glasses moved on their own. And she was like, "Whoa, crazy." But anyways, going from there back to the dreams, I had one dream that stuck with me my entire life. I had a dream that I was in summer camp around the age of 14. And I dreamt of a young man there. He was blonde, had tannish skin, bright blue eyes, a big smile, and kind of wiggly teeth, you know, like somebody who kind of has a tooth that's bigger by a lot than other teeth. But anyways, I just thought he was the cutest thing, and it was one of those dreams that was so happy I couldn't forget it. It stayed with me my entire life. As I got older and went through difficult relationship after difficult relationship, I finally find somebody who I'm going to marry. And it was probably about a year or so into the relationship that I realized who he was, because that dream came back to me and I remembered his face, and I looked at the face of my partner now and it's them. They are the same person, even down to the teeth, the hair, the big goofy smile, everything. I dreamt of my soulmate when I was 14, And here he is now. And I'll never forget that dream. Soon after he and I got together, he met my grandmother. And my grandmother passed away shortly after. I was devastated. She had Alzheimer's and dementia. Her and my mom were best friends. And when my fiance and I met, like, went to see her, he met her for the first time, it was like she was the same person I knew her as before the Alzheimer's and dementia. She was talking, reminiscing. She was having a great time. And so I was like, oh my gosh, things are moving forward. And she soon passed away after that. But she passed away on her parents' wedding anniversary. When we went to bury her, there was, I believe it's called a tiger swallowtail butterfly, but it basically looks kind of like a monarch butterfly, but yellow. So when we went to bury her, there was this one that just kept circling us and circling us and circling us. And we all noticed it. Then, as custom is, whenever we go to Pennsylvania, which is where she was originally from, we go to the top of this one mountain, which is also a park called Jake's Rocks. It's beautiful. Anyways, we went to the top there. We found the place that we usually normally go and sit. And here's another butterfly. It's the same type. And it's just circling us and circling us and circling us. We go and get gas. And there it is. We go and we all stop for food, and there it is again. I believe it was my grandmother following us, being with us as we mourned and celebrated and were together. I was distraught, though, still. I thought she was getting better, and I was crying and inconsolable for so long. And I dreamt of her one day, one night. She came to me looking the same way she did when I was not even in school, all the way up until I hit probably 16. She had bright red hair, a big bun on top of her head, folded over and flat. It was really strange, but I loved her. Anyways, so she came to me in this dream and she handed me a letter. And I opened the letter and I went downstairs and I stood on the stairs and I read it to my sister and my mom. She was standing there, but my family didn't seem to notice her. And what it said was, I'll always love you. I'm safe. I'm happy. And we'll see each other again. And I remember waking up and feeling a real sense of calm. My mom was more inconsolable than me. Of course, I told her and she started crying and she smiled and it seemed like a gust of air came into the room at the right time and cleaned this negativity from us. It was amazing. It's beautiful. I'll never forget any of these experiences. Well, thank you for your time. I wish you the best of luck with every endeavor you have and stay safe.
I really like her.
I did too.
She has really incredible dreams.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but the one where the boy at camp ends up being the guy that she marries is just such, like, it's so neat to me.
I love that story. And the fact that, you know, it was his teeth, it was he had a goofy smile, it all these things, and she remembered that dream. I mean, think of all the dreams you remember such a small percentage of them.
Yeah.
You know, half the time you don't even remember them the next day. But that one so stuck with her. And I think that last dream, that's a total visitation dream.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I think she needed that. And then there's that part in there that was not a dream about the butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally am with them on that. Like, I feel, you know, whatever it could be. Some people, it's butterflies. Some people might be cardinals. For me, it's pennies. You know, we all have that thing. And then when you randomly experience it, especially when you're going back to where she's from, and there's a butterfly every time you turn around, I think that's grandma.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a beautiful sign. Maybe it was too hard for her mom, you know, losing her mother. And it was just hard for her, But I thought that dream was so beautiful. And I hope I did give the family some comfort. You get so in your grief and it gets so dark that sometimes, you know, things like that hopefully lift you up and make you, or help you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. I wish you would call back in because you know that girl has had more dreams. I bet
by far.
My guess is she frequently has dreams like that.
And that's why I really want her to call back in because I really do enjoy those stories.
We liked her. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have ad-free versions of the show, you can get that. Along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.